Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. The title is Faith. And reading verses 39 and 40. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Say what? No faith? Is he speaking in absolutes? Either there is completely or there isn't completely? What does this mean? And what is faith? Which takes us back to Luther's definition. Faith is to believe the words and promises of God. No more, no less. And then from there, faith is to hold on to those words and promises no matter what. And over the last year and a half, we have, dare we say it this way, we have had our fill of no matter what. Going all around us, all through the months of the past year and a half. And we've had a good amount of no matter what among us as individuals. No matter what. Names. Sharon Benner, broken arm. Adolf Wendling, still recovering. Jody Cupp, after a couple of strokes. Eileen Tondini, trouble with her eyes. Bonnie Sanders, COPD. Byron Thorson, still recovering from a stroke. Alice Hunt, down in Florida and recovering from a fall. Ann West, from a fall. Judy, Connie, Ray. Joan, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It just keeps going on and on. We have had a lot of no matter what. Why is it that Jesus was able to sleep in the boat with the howling of the wind and the waves sweeping over the boat and the fierce buffeting? Why is it? Psalm 4, I will lie down and sleep. Because the Lord watches over me. The answer isn't because Jesus was tired, although he was. The answer isn't because Jesus is God and he knew he was going to still the storm. Because you see, sleeping is a human thing, and a human thing for Jesus is what happened when he chose to be born and be a human being with us, took on the nature of a servant, did not always use his divine powers, and so he slept, acting according to his human nature, living by faith. Jesus asleep in the boat as the wind and the waves toss everything around is a picture of faith, holding on to the words and promises of God, and he does so with absolute perfection. He's able to sleep because he knows that he is in the hand of his Father. It's perfect faith. And faith from Jesus' perspective is both simple and perfect. It is simple, saying, God has promised, I trust in him. End of the question. It is perfect, believing no matter what, saying, I know that my heavenly Father is watching over me. If it is his will to see us through this storm, then thanks be to God. will come through safely. We are in his hands. And if it is his will that the boat go down and we all drown, well, we're still in his hands. And thanks be to God anyway. One of our members going in for surgery, and for him it's always questionable going in for surgery, he said, well, I'm going to wake up one way or another. Either I'm going to wake up and see God and then I win, or I'm going to wake up and see my family and then I win. Okay. Jesus does this perfectly. We do not. We worry, we panic. It's the running around hair on fire disciples, which is an odd analogy to fighting with a storm. Running around hair on fire. Lord, don't you care that we are going to perish? This is the part where we fail, where our faith is not what it should be. And when Jesus asked his disciples, it was in absolute terms, an all or nothing. Do you still have no faith? That's the law part of the sermon. For us, being in the boat with Jesus is a picture, and we make it into a metaphor for life. Okay, so we are in the boat with Jesus. That's a metaphor. Storms are all around us. The winds and waves of life, that's a metaphor. The future is unsure. Absolutely unsure. But we have Jesus with us. That is not a metaphor. Trouble comes along and we run to Jesus, and either according to the Gospel of Matthew, we go, Lord, save us. Or according to the Gospel of Mark, we go, do you not care that we are perishing? My guess is the disciples were saying a number of things as they ran to Jesus then. And yes, Jesus can handle every problem, heal every disease, smooth out the road ahead, bring us back out of the consequences of our own bad decisions. Yes, he can. But there is something more important that is going on here. And that is simply Jesus is in the boat with us. A metaphor. It is by his choice, choosing to be born into this human race, in this human flesh, to share the peril and danger of this life. And the disciples ask, do you not care that we are perishing? But you see, that's exactly the point, because he does care that we are perishing. Not metaphorically. We are perishing. And it is because of our sins that we have done and that follow us and will at some point strike us down. He cares that we are perishing, and so he is with us. Again, a metaphor, but this is an odd one. He's in the boat with us, and the boat is going down. This time, Jesus would get up and rebuke the wind and the waves and bring peace. This time. But the plan was different. The plan was, metaphorically, being in the boat of this human race and this human flesh, the plan was for Jesus to go down with us. Does that sound odd? Is that what you expected to hear of this gospel lesson? He planned to go down with us? But think about it. The plan was to perish in this human flesh, and doing so, carry the entire human race with him, surrounded by the storms of sin and death, to go to the cross and to carry in himself all of the perishing that had to be done. Being metaphorically and in reality, in the boat with Jesus, the disciples were to be carried by Jesus through any and all perishing that could happen. And they were to be carried along by Jesus through all perishing and into eternal life. The transforming of this human flesh, the keeping of the soul in between the death of the body and the day of the resurrection when Jesus returns, the giving of eternal life, life into all eternity. And that is the part of the sermon where it is the gospel about how Jesus conquers for us and in our place. He goes to the cross and takes our dying so that he can be with us in that dying. And then you look back to Jesus in the boat, and what's he doing? He is acting with absolute and perfect faith, trusting his Father to be there and watch over him. What's he doing as he goes to the cross? Acting in perfect faith, trusting in his Father to be with him and watch over him. And even as he is forsaken and cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He is still trusting in his Father to be with him and to watch over him. And his Father does. Acknowledging the faith of Jesus, the claiming of eternal life right out of the jaws of death, proving to the whole world that the words and promises of God are there, no matter what happens. They are there for all of the worst of our times. I learned this part from my father, who would say, a man's place on a Sunday morning is standing before the Lord. Okay? He said that on the Sunday that I said I didn't want to go to church. Look you in the eye and tell you one of the great truths for our human life. We are called to walk by faith because Jesus has done that, because he has brought the words and promises of God to our every moment and every situation. And that comes in two parts. To walk by faith in the face of the trials and the difficulties and the doubts and the questions and the uncertainties of life. To know that the words and promises of God are true and sure and can be trusted in the face of anything. And the second part is to walk by faith when everything is going right. That may be the harder part. When we don't see the need quite so desperately to still know that we must have the words and promises of God, and we must still hold on to them even as the day goes right. And so to walk by faith. And this not something where we earn anything from God, but simply because we see our Lord Jesus doing it. And discipleship is to follow him. When we do it, it is simply following. When Jesus does it, it is earning salvation and eternity. And not for himself, but for us. In Jesus' name, amen.